Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. No, I'm just kidding. It's pre-recorded. And today I'm doing a little bit of math homework for the young gentlemen out there who just don't seem to realize how their penice or their diaca is basically upending their life and making them poor. Now, we've all heard the rhetoric out there about dating, and there's some people who fall on the side, if the man asks, he should pay, and then you have a smaller minority out there who say, yeah, no matter who asks, it's 50-50. Now, I'm not doing this on a 50-50. I'm doing this on the man pays for everything. And this is exactly what it will cost you, you know, for like three dates, which is the average before you get any kind of sexual activity, for the average middle class dude.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah.
Wah.
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
Let's get started here. So, this is called the Dick Discount. How your dick thinking is impacting your wallet. All right. So, I want you to Google the following things or search them on the internet. Average price for a date. It's roughly $103 every time you step out the door. And that's a dinner and a movie type date, which are pretty much the basic ones everyone does because it requires minimal planning. Next, you have the distance traveled. Search distant, average distant traveled to date. It's roughly 20 miles. So that's 20 miles there. 20 miles back, 40 miles, average, you know, economy of a car, roughly 20 miles to the gallon. You're going through 2 gallons every time you go out on this date. 3 dates, that's a total of 6 gallons. All right, I've already said average number of dates before sexual activity, 3. Length of time for the date, and this comes important for opportunity costs. It's anywhere from 30 minutes to 5 hours. Since I said this is dinner and a movie, I put it at 3.5 hours of time used per date. Okay. There's the travel costs. That's 20 minutes one way, 20 minutes back. You know, so it's 40 minutes times 3, 120 minutes, divide by 60, 2 hours of your time. All right, I'm adding in the chick time discount for time. I don't know why this is, but almost all the women out there operate on a default of 15 minutes late for everything they do. Everything. So 3 dates, 15 minutes late apiece. You know, times 3 is 45 minutes of wasted productivity time. All right, and the middle class wage, I put it roughly $38 an hour, and that's like an electrician, a pipe fitter. I mean, that's a decent blue-collar wage. You're not going to get super rich off of it, but that's just the way it goes. All right, so you take $103 per date times 3, you come up with $309. Okay. Distance traveled, yeah, roughly, for all 3 dates, it's $10 per date in gas, with gas being $5 a gallon, roughly $30. all right, it's really not a big deal, but numbers add up just like everything else in life. All right, lost productivity cost for the date. Now, any man is on his grind, knows his time is what it's worth, and this example, this person's time is worth $38 an hour. If each date is, you know, 3.5 hours times 38 times 3, that's $399 of lost productivity time. So we put that in there. Okay. Average travel time. All right. $114. All right. You add this all up for a grand total of $852 for three dates and any kind of sexual activity that ensues. Now, it is not uncommon for men who are out there dick thinking and stalking the punani to do this every single month. So you multiply that by 12, 852 times 12. $10,244 you are burning up chasing your tail. Now, what percentage is that of your income? All right, simple mathematical equation. You take the cost, divide that by your income for the year, which is easily done by $38 an hour times 40 times 52. You come out at $79,040. So you take $10,244 divided by $79,000, roughly, you get right around 13% of your gross income. So, gentlemen, is it really worth it? That's a lot of money to burn through. And that this is bottom of the barrel average. If she wants more, or she wants you to order food for her kids, if she's a single mother, it gets way more expensive. All right. So you're forfeiting 13 to 15% of your gross income on a woman probably that's been run through. It's got the thousand cock stare, statistically speaking, walking around with a size 16 to 18 dress size, a bunch of tattoos, which, you know, in the MGTOW book equals temporary. And they might have multicolored hair, which in Mother Nature means don't fuck with me. So, gentlemen, this is the cost of dick thinking. And it only gets worse from here. All right. If you're one of those sorry individuals who suffers from LOP, which is lack of pussy, these numbers can go way up. I've had to deal with former commanders who were suffering from LOP, who were literally running up their credit cards $2,000 to $3,000 a month just trying to chase tail. It's not worth it, gentlemen. Keep the equations in the back of your mind and use them to make rational decisions about your life. Because I'm going to be honest, if you're burning through 13 to 15% of your gross income a year, just think what you could do with that money if you invested it or bought assets that appreciated over time instead of depreciate, like cars and women and boats. 20 years in the future, that's a huge payday for you. That's a retirement at 50. All right, what would you rather do? Retire at 50 and live comfortably, or chase tail and always be mediocre broke? It's on you. You guys take it easy.